morning, 6:35. It's Austin Hill in the morning, weekday morning, 6 till 8 here on the Faith Radio Network. Hey, still to come, we need to address this major news about bomb attacks, terrorist attacks on the nation of Israel. Whenever I hear about bombs going off in the country of Israel, I sit up and take notice in a pretty profound way, and that's for religious and theological and strategic and practical reasons, all of the above, and I hope you do too. That's the region of the world that we need to be paying very close attention to, one of many, actually. I will check in with a lady named Kathleen Glick, senior editor at the Jerusalem Post, for help us sort through the headlines here. We are told that in some cases up to and over half the population of the entire country has been hunkered down in bomb shelters at certain points over the last 48 hours or so. So we'll talk about that. Also, transgendered bathrooms coming soon to a public school or a city building near you. It's a new trend here in the United States. And, well, quite frankly, it enables men to use women's restrooms. And if that's not a concern for yourself, if you're a woman, or for your wife, your girlfriend, your daughters, it certainly should be. So we'll talk about that later this morning as well. How's this for a headline? In NSA intercepted data, those not targeted outnumber the foreigners who are. Well, that's one headline that we read. In other cases, we read that the National Security Agency, a division of our U.S. federal government, is snooping on U.S. citizens more than anybody on the other side of the planet. How do we necessarily protect ourselves, our families, and our personal data in an era of government snooping such as the one we live in right now? My next guest, he's been with me several times on Austin Hill's Big World of Small Business, my weekend program about business and entrepreneurship. He has a passion for new technologies and ideas. He's chief technology officer with a company called Bandwidth. He's also a venture capitalist. He looks for new businesses to invest in. He joins us on the line. His name is Scott Barstow. Scott, welcome back to the program. Great to talk to you this morning.
Austin, it's great to be with you. How are you?
I am very good, but I'm concerned about the NSA spying on me and what's in my mobile phone and what's in my teenage son's phone and my wife's computer and all the rest. And it's difficult to know what to do when you see reports, when we see reports that say the NSA is spying more on us everyday folks across the United States than they are would-be bad guys from around the world. Well, as a person who understands technology, data technology in particular, better than most people in the world, what sense do you make of these reports?
Well, I think for me, the important thing is that I don't think that we're seeing a whole lot of anything new. So I think what we're experiencing over the last really year or year and a half since the Edward Snowden release of all of that information, mm-hmm. I think is what we're seeing is that we're becoming more aware of what's happening. But I don't think what we're experiencing is really new. I think for as long as I can remember, the government has had the ability to conduct surveillance on information that's been traversing the internet and certainly phone calls. That's not new. And I think what's happening lately, and I think it's important, is that people are becoming more aware. And I think that's important for a couple of reasons. One is that I think people are starting to take action, and mm-hmm. I know we're going to talk about that, but it's important that people at least understand the reach of government and I would say of private corporations who are harvesting a ton of personal data and financial data.
Yeah, and I'm glad you bring that up. What's the greater threat to my privacy and to yours and those of our families, Scott Barstow? Is it the government or is it private corporations? Because big business, big government, they both want to snoop around.
That's right. And I think that what you should start with is an assumption that everything that you do is recorded and searchable and findable. Anything that you do online, for sure.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be a starting working assumption for anybody who is using the internet. And today, that's everybody. So I think I wouldn't characterize either as a threat per se. I think there's good and bad in both. Certainly, we want the government to be conducting surveillance and looking for bad guys, and they are going to overreach. And I think the same is true of private corporations. There are benefits. For instance, if you're on Amazon and you're looking for a book to read this summer, and Amazon starts recommending books to you based on things you've already read or interests you have, that's valuable for you as a consumer because they're making your shopping experience better. However, there's a downside to that, just like there's a downside to most things, in that means that they've been watching what you're doing as you're browsing their site and buying things from them, and they're making assumptions and making decisions for you based on the information you've provided.
Scott Barstow is a chief technology officer with a company called Bandwidth.com. He is a venture capitalist. He is an entrepreneur of the greatest kind. He's headquartered actually in Raleigh, North Carolina, and he understands technology better than most people around the world. He's here on Austin Hill in the Morning on the Faith Radio Network. Let's bring in the issue of religious liberty into the discussion here, because we live in this era where clearly we've seen over the last couple of years, as our awareness has grown about the NSA and government snooping, we've also seen that the Internal Revenue Service, the mighty powerful tax collection division of our U.S. federal government, has been turned against theologically conservative Jewish groups, conservative Christian groups, politically conservative groups. They've been politicized, used for political purposes. Things that otherwise should be left private between individuals and the IRS have been made public. Let's put all this together here. Are religious people in particular, and I'm thinking of Christians in particular, are they at risk in an era of data privacy, both with big business and with government? How does that look to you?
That's a great question. I think certainly the IRS, the stuff that's going on with the IRS, should be a great concern to, I would argue, any religious organization. Certainly, in this particular, in the last 2 years or so, as the revelations have come to light, I think what we've seen is a targeting of what we would consider conservative groups, and also just a disintegration of the rule of law. However, I do believe that in some ways this is not new. If you look at what happened during the Nixon administration, he was certainly he had the IRS doing witch hunts on political organizations that were unfavorable to his administration. So in some ways, what we're seeing is not new. I think what's new this time around is that there seems to be a sort of brashness with those in government of sort of flaunting the law.
Sure.
That should be a concern, and that should be a concern for everyone.
And technologically, I would add to that in 1972, IRS agents didn't have my whole personal history at their fingertips on their mobile phone.
That's right. But what's important about that is that there are simple things that we as users can do to start to claw back some of the information that we're giving away.
And I want to talk to you about that. Scott Barstow is a technology expert. He's on the guest line here on Austin Hill in the Morning on the Faith Radio Network. Where do we start to claw back? I love the way you described that, by the way. What's the first simple thing we can do to protect ourselves and our families?
Yeah, here's four or five really simple things for your listeners to start doing. The first is start unsubscribing from any non-essential email list. Every time you open an email, someone's paying attention to when you opened it, how many times you opened it, what links you clicked on that email. So in your email inbox, everybody gets deluged with unnecessary email from companies that they've done business with. What I've done over the last couple of years is ruthlessly unsubscribe to all of those.
Okay.
Second thing is start using a search engine called DuckDuckGo instead of Google. DuckDuckGo does not track your search history, and does not show you ads based on your previous history. It's a fantastic new company, and it's one that I use as the default in my browser instead of Google.
That's D-U-C-K, duckduckgo.com.
That's right.
Okay.
And if you use Chrome, you can set that as your default browser. It's right in the settings in Chrome. The third thing I would say is, again, if you're a Chrome user, a Chrome browser user, use what they call incognito mode. And again, it's just another simple way for you to not have your search and browsing history tracked.
The fourth thing I would say... Scott, I want you to hold on to that for a moment. Quick break. We'll continue in just a moment. Scott Barstow, you can find him at scottbarstow.com. He's giving us some great suggestions on securing data privacy for ourselves, our families, perhaps even our spiritual families, if you will, at church. We'll continue with Scott Barstow in just a moment. 6:45, it's Austin Hill in the Morning on the Faith Radio Network. Don't go anywhere. It's Austin Hill in the Morning on the Faith Radio Network. So glad you're with us. Coming up into the second hour of our program, we'll go to the Jerusalem Post, get the very latest on those horrible bombings, terrorist attacks for the last 48, almost 72 hours now, pretty steady bombings of the country of Israel. And Israel's retaliation. This is stuff not for the faint-hearted. It's to be taken very, very seriously. Kathleen Glick at the Jerusalem Post will have the very latest for us on that coming up into the second hour here on Austin Hill in the Morning. Also, transgendered bathrooms coming soon to a public school or a community or a government building near you. What's up with that? And how do women and young girls remain safe in an era where public policy says, hey, men can come on in and use the facilities right alongside them. That's the world we live in here in the United States. We'll talk about it forthcoming. Scott Barstow is an entrepreneur and a tech expert. He's on the guest line here on Austin Hill in the Morning with some suggestions on how do we secure our personal data as best as we can and protect ourselves and our families and our communities in an era of big business and big government snooping. Scott, you were mentioning earlier that we should unsubscribe to email lists that we're not really participating in anymore and go to a search engine called DuckDuckGo.com rather than Google. And I think you also said when we do a Google search, flip the browser into incognito mode instead of leaving it wide open, so to speak. Clarify that, if you would, please.
Yeah, so when you start Google Chrome in particular, they have there's a mode that you can run Chrome in called incognito mode, and you can create new tabs in that. And what that does is that they stop tracking everything that you're doing and your search history and your browser history for the period of that session.
Okay. That's good to know. And DuckDuckGo.com, I'd never seen that search engine before, but during the break there, I took a look at it, and no big shock there, I guess. It's got a duck right there on the homepage.
It does, in fact. Yeah.
Go ahead. Yeah, where else do we go with securing our data, or at least taking steps to try to do that?
There's a couple of other really simple things that I've started doing and encouraging others to do. The first is sort of a back to the future thing, and that is to start paying cash again whenever you can. Every time you use your credit card, you need to know that the credit card companies are selling your data to anyone and everyone who asks for it.
Mm-hmm.
And so I started using cash again wherever I can. That's a bit more difficult than you might think, but that's a real practical step. Use of loyalty cards. If you go to your grocery store and they ask you for, you know, your particular loyalty card to get discounts, you just need to be aware again that everything you buy is being analyzed and used to target you more accurately.
Mm-hmm.
And I think the overriding thing that I would say in all of this is that if the product or service that you're using is free, then you should assume that you are the product.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a way for you to think about services. So Facebook is a great example. That's a free service. You don't pay anything to use it. And the reason for that is that they're able to take everything that you're doing on there and sell it to advertisers.
Right.
So you are the product on Facebook.
Yeah, and I'm a part of the market research and the marketing campaign and the ad sales and every component of the product.
That's right.
Yeah. At the end of the day, can we reverse the trend with big business and big government trying to scoop up all our personal data? We just got about a minute and a half left, but can we stop this? What I think of as a terrible breach of our privacy.
I think you can take steps and be intelligent about it. I think it's probably unrealistic to think that we're going back the other way 100% to an era where, you know, your data is not being collected. I think, you know, like I said at the top, I think there's benefits to some of what's going on today, and you reap those benefits in both extrinsic and intrinsic ways as you shop and conduct your daily life. So I think it's not all bad, and so I think it's just a matter of being judicious and thinking through, okay, when I volunteer this information, what am I willing to give up in order to get the benefit that I'm after.
Well, and that starts with us being aware and actually thinking ahead by 4 or 5 steps before we just click, before we just browse, before we just send or sign up or what have you. And this is great advice. Scott Barstow, technology expert. You can find him at scottbarstow.com, spelled just like it sounds. And we'll have his recommended steps here on our mobile-friendly website, myfaithradio.com, on the Austin Hill Show blog. We'll get to that later this morning. Scott, as always, thanks very much for joining us. Look forward to talking again soon.
Austin, thank you very much for having me.
I'm going to go run and look you up on duckduckgo.com now, and we'll talk to you again soon. It's Austin Hill in the morning. It's Faith Radio Network, 653.